Habla usted Spanglish with Larry Torres.
Los chavalitos play in the patio. El sol had already set in la tarde. Los viejitos were outside sitting on the portal watching the neighborhood plebecita playing in el patio de la casa. Los primitos Ricardo and Pancha la Pingüis had come over to jugar with Canutito and had brought Filimotos along with them. But they were all atrancaos. They didn't seem to have nada that they could play. I want to play a la bruja, exclaimed Pancha la Pingüis. What do you mean you are la bruja? Filimota sneered back at her. Maybe we can play hopscotch, Ricardo suggested unsuredly. Nah, chimed in everyone else. It's all oscuro already and we can't even see los vidritos del hopscotch when we throw them on la tierra. Just at that moment, Grandma Cuca looked up from where she was limpiando frijol en el portal. She always seemed to be doing something, even cuando estaba resting.
¿Por qué no juegan a la monita ciega?
She called out to them. What is la monita ciega? Asked Canutito, down from the patio. Maybe it's that girl who wears thick glasses allá en la escuela, ventured Filimotas.
¡Grosera!
Scolded Grandma Cuca.
You shouldn't make busla the people who are handicapped in some way. Anyway,
she continued all the while forgetting her own advice.
La monita ciega is called blind man's bluff in English. You use a rag to blindfold someone, you spin him around and then try not to let them tocarte. And if la monita ciega touches you, then you are the next one.
Oh, I'll go get a garra. Canutito exclaimed as he hurried into the house to pick up a rag. He brought it out and he tried to tie it on Filimotas, pero he just would not let himself be blindfolded.
No way you're gonna put that garra on my face, he exclaimed. I may be blind, pero I can see that la garra that you have is a piece of rag taken from some of your old shortes.
All the other chavalitos started giggling at the thought that they were covering their eyes with Canutito's old underwear.
This garra is not from my shortes, Canutito exclaimed defensively. I just grabbed the first thing that I found on top of la máquina. Oh, that's where I left them, Grandpa Caralampio mumbled to himself. I was wondering where they were.
Maybe we'd better stick to something safe like el escondedero, suggested Canutito.
No,
scolded Grandma Cuca.
Ya está tarde, and if you try to jugar hide and go seek, se pueden lastimar.
Well, how about we play doctor, suggested Filimotas innocently.
Míralo, míralo, Grandpa Caralampio perked up. Es que let's play doctor. Arredo vayas.
Grandpa, how come you're always saying arredo vayas? Asked Canutito, who had been wondering this for a long time.
Pues, I guess, nomás porque my own papá used to say it all the time, that he was surprised.
Grandma Cuca, who had always had her naretas in the Bible, whenever she was at limpiando frijol or something like that, looked up and cleared her throat.
Arredo vayas,
she began,
is a Spanish corruption of the Latin expression arretro vayas, which means get behind me, Satan. This was an expression used to exorcise el diablo whenever someone was saying cochinadas or cosas atroces.
¡Mírala, mírala!, exclaimed Grandpa Caralampio, giving his wife a little squeeze in el brazo.
Yo no sabía que tú eras such a biblical scholar, Cuca.
Suddenly, I feel very attracted to you, corazón. ¿Por qué no let's go into pa dentro la casa para que los chamaquitos jueguen aquí fuera,
huh? ¡Ah! ¡Arredo!
Screeched Grandma Cuca.
¡Pongo de las cruces!
She said sharply, holding up the sign of the cross to Grandpa Caralampio.
¡Este viejo recalentado!
And so until next time, this is Larry Torres saying, bueno, bye, for Habla Usted Spanglish.